The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Memorial Day here in the studios of Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's the 28th of May, 2018. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor, which is already the best in the North State, super, super customer service.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to, again, our wonderful Memorial Day tribute. And we are live in the studios today on this Memorial Day. 7:06 in the morning today, our temperature calls for a high, hot skies with our highs of 97 and our lows of 66. And sunny tomorrow with our highs of 95 and our lows of 61. Wednesday calls for a high of 84 and our lows of 56. And Thursday, our highs of 75 and our lows of 53. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Saturday, 87. And Sunday, 85. There's your weekly forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And how is our Bob Belongi?
Nursing my annual Memorial Day sunburn.
So, and by the way, thank you for your service, young man.
Well, thank you.
You know what? In fact, we want to give a big thanks and a big shout out for all of our veterans out there. And we have to do is remember what today is. It's Memorial Day. It was started out as Decoration Day back in the 1860s. And in fact, June 3rd, 1861 was the first recorded date of a soldier's grave being decorated. It was in Warrenton, Virginia. And as it had the northern and the southern type of feeling to it, you know, each of them had the same, you know, the same ceremonies had different names for them. But one of the things that probably a lot of people didn't know, I just found this out when I was researching, is on May 1st, 1865, over 10,000 African Americans recently freed from slavery held a parade to honor 257 Union soldiers killed in battles near Charleston, South Carolina. They marched through Charleston, South Carolina. One of the probably the first big parades.
Wow.
Of Black Americans in our history. Like I said, this went on. The Congress finally made it an official day. Some people still hold it on the 30th. Like today, there will be two services or two ceremonies. At 10 o'clock, will be out at the cemetery, McDonald Chapel. Is that right there? McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out in that area.
At the Igo Cemetery?
No. The one right here in town.
The Reading Cemetery with McDonald's Chapel.
Right, there. McDonald's mm-hmm. Chapel. But it's going to be inside the cemetery itself. It's at 10 o'clock this morning. And again, at 5:55 this evening. That's when it starts. So you want to be there around 5:15 to get seats and so you're settled. And they're going to have a flyover, music. Guest speaker is going to be a rear admiral from the Navy. He's being charged of all the submarines and all the submarine operations in the Navy. He's going to be the guest speaker. And then again, Wednesday at 11 o'clock, they're having a ceremony at the Civic Auditorium down at the Veterans Grove, a ceremony there, and then lunch afterwards. So, three different things going on here.
We're going to go to the, right after the show, we're going to go to the 10 o'clock. There's something going on with my sound, Bob. I'm not really sure. There we go. Open it up a little bit for me. Thanks. We're going to go to the 10 o'clock at the Reading Cemetery.
Yes,
and you were at the Tiger game last night. Now, Tiger Field for the Colt 45. Do you want to talk about that?
Talk about that in a little bit. Okay. I just want to, in a little bit, because it's going to take a while. And first of all, it was a great game, I mean, super facilities and all that. But people were in danger of losing that field. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. the other part, too, about Memorial Day is what's Memorial Day really about? It's to remember those who gave their lives in defense of our country. And like I said, it started as Decoration Day. And you think about all the people out at IGO. Most, you know, the vast majority of them have died since, you know, after serving, because you, of course, have earned your right to be interred in a national cemetery or, you know, a veteran cemetery. If you look at Arlington, on the other hand, there are so many of them that were killed during the war, during different wars. And at this point, Arlington is about filled up. They're really getting precise on who can be buried there.
The word is exclusive.
It is exclusive. Like right now, I have an uncle and a cousin both buried there. You know, we went to the services for my cousin and his. They do it so they
precisely.
Do it so, well, it's so memorably too. Mm. A horse-drawn caisson. A band playing, taps, army chaplain giving blessings, and it lasts for 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes. It starts, it's over in 30 minutes. They go to the next one. And if you're looking out over Arlington that day, you're seeing other funerals going on from different services. You know, the horse-drawn caissons, maybe more Marines than there are soldiers. My cousin was a soldier, an aviator. But the bottom line on it is that it was truly memorable, and it was done with such reverence and such pride. And he, knowing my cousin, would have loved this. He would have really liked the idea that people were walking behind him in a his horse-drawn casket out there with it, all of us for a length of time in the heat. Because Jimmy was the kind of guy that loved his service. He was wounded severely in Vietnam, fought back from that, had a very successful life, raised two families. and then Agent Orange kicked in, if you can believe this, after all the things he had been through, the loss of a leg from being shot down. He was a helicopter pilot. He was injured severely. He kept his leg until the leg just finally, the bone just became so brittle. And they call them therapeutic amputations.
Okay.
Where they take it off the leg because it was so painful. But once he took it off, he was able to go and do so many other things.
Like our speaker last year at the Marine Corps Ball.
At the Marine Corps Ball. Mm-hmm. His leg had been injured so badly with that explosion that even though he kept the leg, it was so painful he couldn't do anything. And so
holding him back.
Yeah, and so he had his leg amputated and then graduated first in an academy at the police academy down in San Diego and took a job there in the Chula Vista Police Department. But, you know, it was the kind of thing that he would have gotten a kick out of this. But when you see it, if you've never seen a ceremony at Arlington, and I'm not talking about the guardian of the unknown soldier. You know, that's very precise, too. But just out there at Arlington itself, you don't have to have somebody that in your family or somebody you know that's being buried just to go out and watch one of these. You just walk through Arlington. And when you do, I mean, you see the graves of John F. Kennedy I believe his brother's there. But, you know, people like Audie Murphy and all these other heroes, unsung heroes of so many wars. The Arlington belonged to General Lee's family, General Robert E. Lee's family, and the quartermaster of the head supply guy in the Union Army hated him because of the war. So he took the Custis Plantation, which was the family of Robert E. Lee, and he took it and he started burying Union soldiers there to make sure that Lee would never, ever come back to this place.
It was beautiful. It's a beautiful site.
Beautiful, beautiful area.
And speaking of things that are all encompassing and beautiful and patriotic, the Boy Scouts this morning are going to be setting the flags out here on right in front of the studios. This whole street here on Market will be, it's picture worthy. And Come down this morning and take a picture with us in front of our KCNR sign. We have a surprise for you. If you come in person, we have a little certificate to give you.
Okay.
Carl's looking at me like, what?
Whatever you say.
I just want to see people come down. If they come down, they'll get it.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business, I might add. Voted best in the North States, been in the business for over 25 years. Any type of heating or cooling system, this is who works on our cooling systems and our heating systems. We've never had a problem with them taking care of our systems. In fact, the one time it broke down because the compressor blew out, and they came in that on a Friday afternoon and actually brought in portable air conditioners for us to make life better since it was like 112 outside. But this is Alliance Heating and Air. This is the kind of people they are. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. We're just playing everything here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, newest branch, 1845 California Street. Come on down. Experience how they, Cornerstone Community Bank, is moving local dreams forward. Okay. Hey, you know, today we're going to have a guy named R.V. Schlieff. I think I pronounced his name right. He writes for the News Cafe, and he's a writer and all that. And I enjoy his articles. I don't agree with his articles all the time, but he has written kind of cynical, but kind of and you can't, you know, I guess you just can't tell where he's coming from on. I mean, you know what he's thinking, but he has, when you have him pegged down, okay, he's this kind of guy, he's a liberal kind of guy. Well, then he comes back with something else. So the thing is that
he's the best kind of writer.
Well, I think so. So we'll see what happens. I've never met him before. It's all been on Facebook. We've been talking back and forth. So we'll see.
All right, things you need to know today. Of course, it's Memorial Day. The U.S. remembers all soldiers who have died during an active military service. Today, most government offices and a number of businesses will be closed to honor fallen military men and women. For restaurants and stores that are open, many offer freebies and special discounts to veterans and active military. If you didn't make any travel plans this year, don't worry. It might rain anyway. Subtropical storm Alberto will dump heavy rain across much of the southeastern United States throughout this long weekend. It's National Burger Day today. Chains are upping their game. That's right. Several restaurants are celebrating the deals. Participation can vary. In some cases, you'll need to be signed up for the restaurant loyalty program to have a mobile app. The day comes as McDonald's and other chains are responding to demand for higher quality burgers. The puck drops in the Stanley Cup Finals no matter what. One NHL team is four wins away from capturing their first Stanley Cup. Game one of the National Hockey League championship rounds begin tonight as the Washington Capitals, who haven't held the cup in their 44-year history, battle the expansion Vegas Golden Knights, who will attempt to hoist hockey's greatest reward in their very first season. LeBron looms over Game 7 hoops battle. The Houston Rockets play at home against the Golden State Warriors on Monday to determine the winner of the NBA's Western Conference. The Warriors tied to the best-of-seven series is 3 Thursday after guard Klay Thompson's on-fire performance powered a 115-86 victory. Whoever wins will face the Cleveland Cavaliers for all the marbles, with LeBron James and company having bested the Boston Celtics on Sunday night. Do you say Celtics or Celtics?
Celtics.
I say Celtics.
Well, it is for them. It's Celtics. That's the way they pronounce it.
Celtic if it's music. It's Celtics if it's basketball.
That's what I thought. Amazingly, it will be James' 8th straight trip to the NBA Finals.
James played in every minute of the game, too. Now, I'm not a basketball fan.
He's a beast.
I'm not a basketball fan. I mean, you know, I just never have been. But you've got to equate greatness with certain people.
Man.
I mean, Michael Jordan. LeBron James.
Yeah.
This guy started, I think he was one of those that was drafted right out of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that.
And has gone on to have this. But here he is after how many years in the league? Every minute of the game, LeBron James was out there. Now he's got to take on whoever the, whatever, if it's Curry and company or somebody
mm-hmm.
else.
Broncos bigwig chases golfing glory. Denver Broncos general manager John Elway will compete Monday in a qualifying golf tournament with a shot at playing in the U.S. Senior Open. The former Super Bowl winning quarterback will aim to finish as one of the top two competitors at the Broadmoor East Course in Colorado Springs, according to the Denver Post. Should he win or finish as the tournament's runner-up, he'd have a spot in the U.S. Senior Open come June 28th. Gotta love it. Sports in the blood. There you go.
Okay.
Five things you needed to know today.
Five things you needed to know today. You know, other things, too. Let's talk about what happened with the IESCO. Have you been following this? This is the company that trains the Chinese pilots here in town.
Oh, boy.
Well, they just had their general manager and his assistant get arrested. It appears that, I didn't realize this, but they pay $70,000 to $90,000 a year to go through the school. And this, and some of them, I guess, if they have a problem, they get grounded, and if they can't fix it, then they head on off back to China. Well, this guy named McCloskey or something like this. This is all alleged. Goes over there on Thursday night and tells this one guy, "Hey, we're sending you home tomorrow. Get packed. You've been grounded. You're not, you know, whatever the reason was."
And then the next day they come back to get him. The guy's refusing to go, and he says he was battered and threatened. The battering, which I'm not sure whether it's legally, but the guy grabs his arm. So that becomes battery.
Yeah.
Okay? Battery right there.
Not to mention an international incident.
Well, he grabs his arm and says, hey, you're going. And so they put him in a car, and they drive him down to the Reading Airport to catch the plane. Well, he'd been on the phone with his brother, who then has called the Reading Police Department. My brother's being kidnapped. Reading Police Department gets down to the airport, talk to everybody. They end up arresting the general manager, Viasco, and his assistant. They have a $100,000 fine for kidnapping and, I don't know, battery. So now you got to figure out. Now you've got the chat rooms and they're going crazy trying to figure out. Well, wait a minute. What's going on over there, and how are people being treated? Two, but three. When you're trying to send them home, what if they refuse to go home? I mean, these are people that are running the school. Look, in this case, he said they thought I don't speak English well enough. He said, but I can speak to the tower. Well, frankly, if you don't speak English well enough, which is the that's air language. That's the international language of pilots is English. And if he can't speak well enough and he's not making it there and they've got him grounded, they had him grounded for 6 weeks, then they could send him home because he's taking the seat of somebody else that could be in there.
Hmm. Yeah, anyway. And wasn't that a Taiwanese plane that belly flopped at San Francisco a couple of years ago because the pilots could not communicate with the tower about the conditions?
I don't know.
There was an incident involved lack of communication. Well,
But the bottom line on this, so they've arrested these two. And so now they're asking, well, what other things have happened? Another guy said, they threatened me too. They were going to send me home. Also, because I've been grounded for 4 weeks. Well, if you've been grounded for 4 and 6 weeks, that means there's something wrong in your ability to learn. So can they send you home? And what if you refuse to go home? I mean, what happens then? And so now that they're here on a visa to go to school and they're not going to school, does the school just say to the government, hey, you guys got to come get these guys. We've cut them away from the school. They're refusing to leave. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm sure more will come out here in the next few days.
They may figure, you see gaggles of these folks out there
everywhere,
here and there and all that, and they may not want to go back to whatever province it is he came from, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Sum it back on. It looks like North Korea the North Korean leader Un met with the South Korean leader, and he says the North Korean leader is committed to denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So it looks like it could be back on. Yes, it could be back on on June 12th between President Trump and Kim Il-un. And some people are saying, well, it should never be the leaders because, you know what, there should be all of these other meetings beforehand. Wrong. That's the way it was done before. And Clapper, who everybody knows is a guy, Clapper used to be head of the CIA, hates Trump. Clapper came out and said, look, you got to look at results here. Trump does things unconventionally. It appealed to, you know, whatever he did has appealed to Un, to him, to come to the meeting table. So, you know, this should be applauded. Now, this is Clapper, who said everything about Trump, you know, that he's incompetent, he's crazy, all these other things. Now he's saying, well, he got him to the table, and nobody else has been able to do that because of the unconventional way he's not a politician of the old sort. He doesn't go for this start with the little minions and work your way up. No, let's just meet. Let's come up with a couple of things on the table. Let them figure out how to write it.
This is a poker game.
Yeah, big time.
You know, it's almost like watching Billions.
We've been a fan of, which recently, whenever we can get a night in to see it.
We binged three of them yesterday. You know, so, okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show, and we'll come back. This is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about how we're in the process of losing South City Park, my friends. And it's time for our city council to stand up and do something. What's happening down there, what I'm going to be able to tell you, is going to be, it should bother you. It should bother you enough to call your city council and tell them to do something. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this
and
break.
And gas prices are on the soar here on this Memorial Day. We'll tell you more about that when we get back here. KCNR 1460.
Criminals are laughing in our faces in Shasta County.
Hi, this is John Green running for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Criminals know they have little to no consequences breaking the law in our community. The line has been crossed and it's time to take back our county with firm and aggressive law enforcement. Repeat offenders arrested 10, 20, 30 times and still let out to roam the streets again? Not on my watch. This is John Green for Shasta County Sheriff and I'm honored to serve the people of this great community.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff. Pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th at 7:30. Inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets, just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you girls breathless. Breathless. Make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. It's playtime. Hunks the Show. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Memorial Day 2018. There'll be a service or a ceremony at 10 o'clock this morning at the downtown, at the Reading Cemetery down there by McDonald's Chapel is the one that's hosting it, but it'll be inside the cemetery. Guest speaker, Rob Burrows. Tonight at 5:55, the one in Igo, the ceremony in Igo begins right at 5:55, so you want to get there early. And then, of course, Wednesday at about 11 o'clock down at the Patriots Grove at the Civic Auditorium. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business. Been in the business here for a couple of decades. He does one thing. He fixes windshields. He is truly the best at that. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, looks at a little bitty chip in your windshield, and he knows that this thing can turn into a very, very large crack. He can fix those little bitty chips or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 10 years ago, maybe, 10 years ago, and you can't see it still to this day. This is kind of work this man does. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373. All right. I was down at Tiger Field last night. The Tiger Field is absolutely beautiful. The grass is perfect. The people there are great. The team won last night again. Rick and Patty Bassetti are just work themselves to the bone, trying to provide great entertainment, fair pricing. I mean, you can't beat the evening, okay?
It's really down-home, all-American apple pie fun.
There is a problem in River City, though. It's the homeless transients, I don't know what you want to call them, that hang out at South City Park. And it's gotten worse. It's gotten to the point where things are starting to happen. It's not just enough to pick up, just stuff that is just, I can't even describe it. But it was described to me yesterday. I don't even want to describe it to you early in the morning because it might just kind of upset your breakfast and all the kind of things they have to clean up. When they have things and they ask, hey, can you just clear this one area here where the parking is? So we're having a wedding coming in, and, you know, give us some room here for the fans are coming in tonight and the baseball players, can you clear, effing this, effing that, it's our park, effing you, all these things. You have to call the cops. Now the cops have to come out and clear this area. So what happens the other day is Rick Bassetti's taking a photo of this so he can show it to the powers to be. This is what's happening out here. We've got 60, 70 people out here. And this woman stands up and starts screaming at him. And he turns around. He walks back to his office out there. As he's walking back in, as he starts to open the door, this woman attacks him. He turns around. He pushes her away. He goes back inside. He calls the cops. Meanwhile, she picks up a rock and shatters his windshield. Shatters his windshield.
Now, tell me if you don't feel the rage bubbling up inside you when you hear this.
Now,
there's a rage. I have a rage problem anyway, so that makes me really rage.
Could have punched her out. He could have done anything when she jumped on him and grabbed him, but he didn't. He just pushed her away, calls the cops. She shatters his windshield. I've got it. By the way, that will be up on Facebook today. I might even put it on our website. Calls the police. This is in the morning, right? Calls the police. Police come. They know who she is. He said, look, I'm pressing charges. She attacked me, and she destroyed my property. Yes, sir, we got it. That evening, while the game is getting set up, guess who's out there again? Yep, that's right. She's right by the front of Rick's truck. And so Patty goes, can I help you? Yeah, I'm finding out who this is because I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him, and then I'm going to get you, and curses at Patty. Now,
but Ms. What does
any
make you
place in the world, any place in the world, it's called terroristic, threats. You come arrest somebody. This person attacked one of the people in our town, destroyed his property.
Former mayor.
And she's out on the street in an hour. City Council, what are you doing? And Francie, no, you don't need more money to make this work. You need resolution. You need you need some guts. You need to go out there, and you need to clear the park. You clear, we can't do it. Well, guess what? You can. You can go in there, and you can check and just go for like 30 days. Take turns. Have Anderson come in and help you, because God knows whatever they're doing down there is working. The number to the city hall is this, my friends. Please. I'm going to give you a second to get a pencil or a pen, or you can just look it up.
I'll put it in your phone.
225-4002. Call the city council. Call the city manager. We are in danger of losing this park because how much longer do you think Rick Bassetti is going to keep fighting this without help? Without help. Because he's doing it all himself right now. plays classical music to kind of try to chase them away in the evenings. But they have a right to be out there. Really? Well, why don't you do something as simple as this? Make it at South City Park, you have to reserve a spot out there. How hard is that? Hey, if you want to be in South City Park, you're going to have to reserve a spot and leave $100 deposit for damages and trash and all that. That's all you have to do to be there. And if you don't do that, you can't be there. How hard is that, City Council?
It's not hard.
It's worked me up like this. The City Council is not looking at everything. Barry Tippin, you can do this, Barry. I know you. Make it into you have to have reservations at South City Park. Close that place down, except for people that are not going to destroy what we have.
And we're not talking 5 or 10. We're talking maybe 80 people living like something out of Mad Max.
Right.
This is
except for Mad Max probably pooped behind a rock.
Yeah.
They're pooping everywhere. And needles. And who wants
and
to?
Needles.
I mean, I would be worried if I had a kid. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to take it away from, like, laser tag. That freaked me out. You think I'm going to play laser tag where the guys have been shooting up?
Well, you know what? And there are
that
needles
freaks
around.
Me out.
Some of the stuff they're cleaning up, and I'm going to, again, not getting into it, but guess what? A bunch of hypo needles are out there. So, you know, you got a kid running out there. We had a guy on the other day. He's weed whacking his own property, and it drives a hypodermic needle through the bottom of his boot. He said, the only thing that saved me from that thing going into my foot was it was the bottom of my boot.
Wow.
So, you know what? You can do something. And like I said, why don't you just make it so it's reservations at South City Park? That's the only way
you
get in there.
How can I follow that?
How can you not do something as simple as this?
Okay, so let's talk about how can you do that. First of all, these people do not want to live in society. They're living and breathing and taking. So what we're hearing is that they're circling through the Mission, eating at the Mission. They have stops. They go from this place, eat at the Mission, stop here, eat at the Mission, stop there, and at the end of the day, they end up at City Park. This is a routine that they do, and you can watch it. So where do you stop the flow?
You know,
how do you make them go somewhere else?
One, you might take a look at how they're being fed at the Mission. One. Two, you make the City Park so it's off limits. Unless you have a reservation, unless you put $100 down, or $50 down for it, which you'll get back immediately. After you finish using it, somebody comes by and looks at it and says, okay, it's clean. Here you go. You know, you get your money back. Yeah, it's going to have to work like that. But you only have to, you know what? Do it for the summer. See how it works. Just do it for the summer and keep that place open.
Can you bring in guards? Could there be like a fund?
We have police.
Asking you, could somebody privately fund guards? 4 or 5 guards that are patrolling the park and saying you have to leave. Armed guards.
They do not have to leave, though. See, this is the park. They don't have to leave. They can't spend overnight there. However, they can be checked for ID and all that by police. The police, when they're coming in, off a shift, should come through there and check everybody on a shift. Go through, check everybody. But all you have to do is put a rule on it that you have to reserve the park and the parts of the park. Hey, we want to play bocce ball? Fine. Here you go. Sons of Italy. I'm reserving that. Leave me a $50 deposit. There you go. That's all you have to do. 225-4002. Call your city hall. Call the city manager. You know, of course, they're off today because they get a day off because they're government employees. A lot of people are out there as I'm looking around are working. We're working. Bob's working. Restaurant across the street's working. Places across next to us are working. Everybody's working. Except the government. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Memorial Day, May the 28th, 2018. 68 degrees going up to 97. I've heard some people say that may break the century mark today, so stay hydrated. Don't leave any animals in the car. Don't leave anything in the car you don't want to be destroyed. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Everyday Fitness and Training, it brings us this segment. Has been in the business here locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. 2345 Athens Avenue is their location with over 23,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Sign up for a free week pass at www.edfitness.com.
And folks, don't let the weekend weather fool you. We are in fire season.
The rain.
Act accordingly.
You know what? This thing with the with South City Park. I'm going to go back to this one more time. And the reason being is that you have people down there fighting the fight for us. They're fighting for us. Bassetti is fighting a fight down there because he believes in the Colt 45s. He believes in South City Park. He's gotten help from so many people to bring in things. The latest thing he's going to try to do is put in fencing, to try and fence off every place down there. But he's going to need some help. And he's not asking. You know what? He didn't ask me
for help or anything. He's just telling me about it. But if you get a hold of Colt 45s, ask him how you can help. You know, one of the things he does is if he gets the fencing, which is wrought iron, and it's 8 feet tall, things have to be welded. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm sure there's people who can weld. Then I thought about Shasta College, how they could use their welding classes to maybe weld 800 feet of wrought iron. Never even thought about it. You know, I think, but it's worth putting them together to try and do something like this. I think South City Park is too important for us just to give up on. Tennis courts, bocce ball, baseball, softball, all of that down there. The library. Okay, let's just think about this. The library. Do we want to give up the library too? Do we want to surrender South City Park to? And it's not all of the people down there, of course not. But there's enough. Do we want to surrender South City Park to 100 individuals, 50 individuals? Is that what we want? Or do we want to blast that park clean? With rules about having to have reservations, but fences up or whatever, and fight for this park. 225-4002. No, they're not there today. Write it down, but you can leave messages for them, and then call them tomorrow, too. Fight for South City Park. We need to fight for it, because it's not going to happen without us.
And bear in mind that a significant number of these individuals are not the poor, downtrodden, on their luck, victims of fate. No, they are people who chose to live outside society and will not, and believe that they are not required to follow rules because that's their version of freedom, is not following anybody's rules. They're offered programs left and right, and nope, got to follow rules, so I won't do it.
And it's not everybody. Again, there's not everybody. There's people out there that are down on their luck. They need help. And once they get the help, they're not homeless. They're, you know, we can get them into jobs and stuff. These are people that have chosen to do this, to do their drugs, to live like this. So, okay. I'm off this for right now until the next time I go down there, which is tonight. I mean, serious. I'm going back down tonight for the game because, you know what, that's my way of fighting back, too. Hey, I'm not going to give up my enjoyment of going down and seeing the Colt 45s. And by the way, we do have tickets for the Colt 45s. If anybody, these tickets are good for all year, but if you'd like to have a family pack of four tickets, just give us a call, 605-4567, and we'll get you a family pack of tickets. You can pick them up tomorrow. You can pick them up tomorrow because after the show today, I think it's going to be hard to find anybody around here in about another hour because we're all going to be going to ceremonies and memorial services and all these things. But if you want a four-pack of tickets, 605-4567. And now, just to tell you about it, that when you're there for the game, there's security out there. There's parking. You just walk straight in. And like I said, North State Security is out there. And North State Security is the very best when it comes to taking care of things out there. Trained officers. They're out there making patrols. They're there to escort people. Not a problem. Okay. We've got more people calling. You know what, Fact Bob? Get both names. I'm going to give 2 4-packs away of tickets. 2 family packs of tickets. You can use them any time this year. Okay. Okay, Linda. I know you're out there talking to one of our newest employees.
Ashley Esses, who is
just outstanding.
Here on Sunday producing. And when we start to do the wire transfer from one studio, things are taking its time. Of course, we're working with the government. And, you know, we're trying to be, you know, keep on the positive mask here as far as this, you know, the FMFCC and how that's taking its time. And it's okay. You just have to take the positive approach on it. But anyway, so Ashley's here, and when we start moving electronic stuff from one studio into the other, she's going to be here
assisting too.
Assisting in all of the wiring to help assist Bob Belongi and all of this the FM and there's all kinds of electronic things that I just don't get, but it takes somebody who's understanding that.
And there's our guest for 8 o'clock just rolled through. We'll come out and get you at 8 o'clock, buddy. There's coffee back on the other side. I can't wait to talk with him. He seems like an interesting guy. And he's local.
Well,
Bob,
as you know, there's all
loud.
Kinds of flash floods that have hit Baltimore. there's, you know, buildings toppled. You know, when you've been in the middle of any kind of flash flood or flooding, this is Ellicott City. This is the second time they've had flooding that had gone, you know, just taken out the city.
It goes right downtown. Second time in what, 2 years,
yes.
3 years?
Officials believe it could be worse than last time, although no injuries or deaths have been reported. So far, the Howard County government has set up a hotline. There's a guy that they put out before I left, and I'm not sure a guy's missing. They show images of this is coming down. Imagine, like, Nevada City. Imagine your cute little downtown area. We're getting there. We're not quite there yet, but, you know, with stores. Old Town Folsom. That gives me a visual.
Okay.
And it's narrow, you know, more narrow. You can walk across the street with stores, restaurants, vintage. The whole downtown cute area, completely like a river or a dam is just, like, let go, and it's just flooding. You could flood it down.
Cars are
toppling.
Floating down their streets down there. And now the water's receded. It rose. I think it rose 18 feet. The river rose 18 feet. Everything in that town, again, this is a 1,000-year flood. Everything in this town, again, which got hit 2 years ago, and they were just rebuilding it. Boom. He hits them again. I think I would have to maybe reassess the levees in that area if it's the second time in 2 years or in 3 years that this has happened. Maybe the levees aren't high enough right there, and I've spent a lot of money and effort getting that done. There's this guy named Ham. I think his name is Ham. You just had a photo of him here. He was that young man from Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, where the shootings, where the 17 were killed and all that. And he has led these fights against the NRA and Second Amendment and all this. He just went to Publix, which is it's a grocery drugstore chain in the South. And he said, let's strike because they gave $700,000 to NRA politicians. And so they people falling on the floor, and then they protested out in front. So what the Publix people did was, okay, we're not going to give money to these political people, but we're also not going to give money to anybody else that can be offended. So they cut out hundreds of thousands of dollars to Planned Parenthood, to other causes like that. So instead of just getting, you know, the politicians who supported the Second Amendment, they got everything was just cut away from Publix. So there's several million dollars worth of charities that they were going to. Yeah, they have people that are shopping, and they have these kids laying there like they're dead.
Yeah, there's a really good image. A couple, you know, one guy's looking, she's got apples in a hand, and maybe it's her husband, or I'm not sure, he's looking at some yogurt. And all around there are people laying on the floor holding up signs. Can you imagine? You just got to walk over them, I suppose.
You do. Walk over them, get your apples, as long as they don't keep you from doing it. Excuse me.
Your opinion is noted.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. I disagree with it. Anyway, but the Publix just said, fine, we'll just cut them all out then. So they saved themselves several million dollars in different causes, because they supported the whole spectrum of causes. It wasn't just politicians of this ilk. It was politicians of all ilk. So you got what you wanted there, Mr. Hogg, unintended consequences. So Planned Parenthood just took a huge hit, and all their supporters from Publix. Okay, because you can't have one. And I like that. Can't have one, not going to have any. So I wonder if that means United Airlines, who's cut back on their discounts to NRA members, not the NRA staff, but the NRA members, does that mean that they ought to cut back on people who belong to Planned Parenthood? Or does Planned Parenthood get breaks from United Airlines because you're a member of that?
You become a member of Planned Parenthood?
I don't know if you can become a member.
I don't think
of Planned
that's a
Parenthood.
Member. Okay. I think that's a service a free service that's funded, so one can go into Planned Parenthood and find, you
paid
know,
for by someone else.
Yes, but it's not. I don't think you become a member, Carl. It's not a membership.
It's not a membership. Okay. Well, I just was throwing that out there. Hey, congratulations to Bill and Fred. You all won two family packs to the Colt 45s, and you can use that any time this year. Starting, you know, there are games tonight, but you might be able to pick them up today, but if not, pick them up tomorrow. Because, like I said, everybody's leaving right after the show because we're heading out to different memorial services. But you can pick them tomorrow. Now, when we come back, we're with this a local guy. And I probably am trying to even pronounce his name right, R.V. Schlieve, who is a writer for...
A-News Cafe.
News Cafe. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery.
God bless America.
A ceremony getting underway this hour honoring America's fallen soldiers, those who paid the ultimate price for their country. President Trump is at Arlington. He'll lead the Memorial Day tradition, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown.
Arlington is a special place, and our country is a special place. As Americans, we come together to remember our great heroes on this Memorial Day.
An excerpt from the President's Memorial Day video message. Mr. Trump will also be delivering remarks at Arlington. Just days after the President called it off, U.S. and North Korean officials now meeting to lay the groundwork for a possible summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
As negotiations take place inside North Korea, the President is raising expectations that the once-canceled U.S. summit might take place. It was late last week that he called off the meeting before quickly saying it could still happen. Mr. Trump tweets that arrangements are being made for an historic meeting and that North Korea has brilliant potential.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He was shot several times. Middle school teacher who confronted a young gunman in his Indiana school. He's now talking publicly about the ordeal.
My actions on that day, in my mind, were the only acceptable actions I could have done given the circumstances. I deeply care for my students and their well-being. So that is why I did what I did that day.
Jason Seaman, a seventh-grade teacher at the school in Noblesville, Indiana. Ellicott City, Maryland, was just back on its feet after devastating flooding in 2016. Now it's been slammed again. Catastrophic flooding, the result of almost 8 inches of rain that fell yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-992-1078. 800-992-1078. 800-992-1078.
One state leader in India vows his government will fight to permanently close a controversial copper smelting plant. Scene of deadly rioting last week amid claims that the plant poses a major health threat.
People living near the huge Sterlite copper plant believe it's responsible for pollution and health problems. Thousands marched last week, and some demonstrators set fire to cars and smashed windows. The plant is currently shut down for maintenance, and authorities have cut the electricity supply. Now the deputy head of state in Tamil Nadu says the government will do all it can to ensure the closure is permanent. He said if necessary, he would take on the owners, Vedanta, in a legal fight. Vedanta's denied any pollution, and a company executive says they still intend to double the size of the plant.
That's the BBC's Dan Johnson reporting from Delhi. No action on Wall Street today. The market closed for Memorial Day. News and analysis, townhall.com. France will be hosting a UN conference that will bring together key Libyan players as well as representatives of 24 countries and international organizations.
The meeting at the Elysee Palace tomorrow is aimed at securing elections in the North African country and commitments to a joint political roadmap from its warring factions. Libya's rival leaders are expected to adopt a statement calling for presidential and parliamentary elections, if possible, by the end of the year. The agreement would also provide for a plan to unify the country's rival security forces and to clarify the roles of competing Libyan institutions. Libya has been experiencing political instability since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Former President George H.W. Bush expected to remain in the hospital for a few days. Mr. Bush hospitalized yesterday in Maine after he experienced low blood pressure and fatigue. A spokesman says Mr. Bush is awake, alert, and is not in any discomfort. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 28th of May. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service.
And it is Memorial Day, a day that we remember those who have fallen. We will never forget. So whatever you're doing today, keep safe and think a veteran. Remember what this is all about. Memorial Day. Our highs today and our temperature will be 97. Our lows will be 66. Tomorrow, Tuesday, calls for around 95 with our lows of 61. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with temperatures around 84. Wednesday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows of 56. It's currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios as we speak right now on KCNR 1460 to 8:06 in the morning here on the 28th of May. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, one of our great sponsors since day one that we started here, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. Go in and check them out. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. You're live on the air here.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to let people know that there will not be a Redding Patriots meeting tonight. However, we are going to have a flag fly today between 12 and 1 o'clock on the overpass, the Hartnell Avenue overpass, and I'm inviting people to bring their flags out. If they don't have one, we'll have some extra flags for people to fly, and we're going to be doing it for about an hour before it gets too hot. So come on out and fly the flag with us to remember our fallen service members and veterans.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? Every so often we get a chance to meet somebody that we haven't met before. And you know who they are, but you don't really know who they are because, like I said, you've never met them personally. But I do read. I enjoy the News Cafe. I enjoy Donnie Chamberlain or Donnie
Greenberg.
Greenberg.
Chamberlain. She's Greenberg. All of the above.
She's all of these. And we really appreciate her. We appreciate this. And I look at their articles. I may not agree with all the articles, but I look at all the articles. And they have one of their main writers here is a guy named R.V. Scheid. And I read what he says. And in the last few articles, he has just blown, caused an eruption of, I guess you could say, of people commenting and looking at one subject in particular here, and that was what had happened at Bethel Church. But there's
down.
So much more about RV than that. And again, this is the first time I met him was today, but welcome aboard.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Tell us about you, as much as you want to or can.
Well, I guess we'll talk about how my connection to Reading and how I ended up back here in Shasta County. I first moved here with my parents in 1978, and I had just graduated from high school in Eastern Washington, and when I came up here, it was in the summertime, and within 2 or 3 months, I joined the Navy, and so then I didn't come back to Reading until 4 years ago. So,
thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Did you spend that much time in the Navy or
no? I did 4 years in the Navy and I was stationed up in Seattle, and because that was I was sort of from Washington State,
yeah.
And then I ended up in San Francisco after the Navy and worked in the like the naval shipyards for the 10 years after that or so.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your service.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
Bob is in the Navy here, so we've got a couple of the, you two can sing Anchors Away during the break or something. Anyway, okay. So after the you've 10 years in the shipyards.
From the shipyards, I ended up going to school and getting a journalism degree I got my degree in 92. And I was living in Sacramento by that time. And so, well, basically, since then, I've been a Northern California journalist. And 4 years ago, my family owns a little bit of property up here. And I ended up moving back up here because it's a little bit more affordable than the big city.
It is.
Where were you in Sacramento? That's my hometown.
Curtis Park.
Curtis Park, downtown
Park.
Area.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, sort of down there. It's like right across from, well, real near Taylor's Market.
And
really.
Kitty O'Neill had lives in Curtis Park.
Oh, yeah, I know Kitty.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah. See, she's KFBK and Tom Sullivan and that whole thing. So.
Yeah, I did radio on Kitty's show in the 90s.
Yeah, there you go.
So you did radio before then, too.
Just as a guest.
As a guest.
I was a pretty popular journalist in Sacramento for a number of years.
Okay. And you
were doing the same kind of like writing what you feel, or were you?
A lot of that, yeah. Okay. I mean, a lot of the stuff I do for a news cafe is basically the sort of, I guess, would be the same style of writing I've been doing for most of my career, but I've done a lot of different stuff besides that. The stuff I do for them is like the stuff I'd love to do, and Donnie lets me do it, so that's pretty awesome.
Right.
What would you say your style is, Harvey?
Well, sometimes it depends on the subject matter, but what I really like to do is I just like to research a topic to death, and like when I'm writing, sometimes like my girlfriend are around and I'll be muttering things like the text must be unassailable, and so, you know, it's like, I mean, I'm the hardest judge of my work, and it's got to, like, pass my muster before I even show it to anybody. And so, I mean, so,
yeah, I'm sitting next to one like that, too. So, I mean, I thoroughly how can I say, sympathize with your girlfriend. Okay.
I try to, like, have a sense of humor. I try not to do a lot of name-calling and making fun of, although sometimes I sort of fail that test.
You write funny things at times.
I really do. Well, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, this is, again, this is the first time I've met Harvey, but I've read his, some of the, you know, his offerings there at a news cafe.
Well, let me share with you.
Well, but just
finish your thought. Let me just share some of his article titles.
But it starts out one way, and it kind of like weaves in a different way. I said, okay, this is completely different than what I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
Okay, so R.V. Scheid is our guest, columnist with A News Cafe and much more. But columns, for instance, titles How to Survive a Motorcycle Crash. If Trump were King Cyrus, suppose Sean Hannity is right, what then? Bethel doubles down on conversion therapy. Doug LaMalle for Religious Freedom and the First District. Whose dominion is it? Another, The Truth Behind Bethel's Gay Panic. Another one, Shasta County's Marijuana Problem, Part 2. Another one, porn stars, playmates, and other reasons to donate to anewscafe.com. Shasta County's Marijuana Problem, Part 1, and on mental illness, medication, and guns, a modest proposal. Just interesting titles.
Well, a lot of stuff been happening lately, so, you know, it's an interesting time in media.
You've been around media a long time.
Yes.
Both the printed and the rest of it. We're going to take a break here.
Mm-hmm.
But, Harvey, one of the things, I mean, because you've been in it a long time. You got your degree in it. We've been in media, but we've been in the community mm-hmm. side of it for 9 years. So we're kind of, you know, that's what we're locked into. That's why we started the station. Community radio, supporting our community, having everybody on, you know, that we possibly could to hear what everybody says. Doesn't mean we don't have our stances on things.
Right.
But you've been watching it for a long time. And when we come back, I'd like to talk to you and ask you about changes that you've seen in the media.
Awesome. I got lots of ideas about that.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers.
Home Helpers is a locally owned business started by Sharon Clark 11 years ago. If you need help, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, she's there. She'll come out and do a personal consultation with you at your home to find out what you need. She's got highly trained individuals working for her. Schedules are based around what you need. That's Home Helpers. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. And remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with R.B. Scheid.
Real people, real winners. Thanks to you, our royal guests, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us, May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. It is 8:18 in the morning right here, 73 degrees, going up to 97. Today, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil Spring Clearance Sale. That's right. Now, through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts, and veterans get an additional 5% off SST services for Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters, plus
early bird discounts on kerosene going through July. Give them a call to schedule your maintenance and delivery at 530-241-1167. SST Oil, an employee-owned company, always looking for some good people there to come work for them. So give them a call at 241-1167. We're here with R.V. Scheid, who is a journalist, and he's been in this business a long time. He's a Navy veteran. He's writing for a news cafe. He's written a number of articles that Linda gave you the titles for, that goes from marijuana to Trump to Bethel Church, and there's been a lot of consternation about some things going on with Bethel Church, the controversy with their leadership. But we're gonna get to his articles in a while. But you know, RV, as we talked during the break, you've got a really extensive background in the media mm-hmm. and journalism, and we talked about papers, about the printed media. And what's your opinion on that?
Well, I think that all journalism, but in print journalism in particular, is undergoing a rough time right now. They've been calling it a transition for at least since 2005, and basically that's when heading into the last recession, when newspapers just like McClatchy started folding. Just closing papers down, and the internet broke the advertising model. It's like Craigslist is one example a lot of people use for that, because it basically overnight took away the classified ads from every newspaper in the country, and that includes Redding's a relatively small town compared to San Francisco, where Craigslist is located. That includes papers like here. It's like the ads are gone. You look at the classified ads, and classified ads were a huge income source for daily newspapers, and so that's all gone. And the display ads have been following since then, and they haven't recovered. I like every year in January, it's like I think this year a bunch of the old legacy papers are trying to put up paywalls. It's like, usually these paywalls end up failing, and no one's been able to solve this model. And so I know
they tried it here. I think they tried it here at the Record Searchlight, and it didn't work.
No, they have one now.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
Oh, wait a minute. That's right, because I do, because about every other day it kicks me off.
Right.
That's right, and then I have to go back again.
Yeah, I have a weird thing with them, because my dad and I'm named after him, so he's a senior and I'm a junior, and he's tried to unsubscribe from them, but they won't let me subscribe. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But, they have a paywall, and, and they're obviously struggling. And I hear rumors all the time. Oh, that's going to be closed. I mean, whatever you think about the Record Searchlight, it would be horrible.
It would be absolutely horrible if we lost that paper.
Yeah, that's like losing a library or losing something that's...
It is an integral part of your...
We need a paper. We need certain things that make a county or a city thrive. And having a local paper is one of them.
Oh, for certain. I've tried to find this out before, and I've never been able to find it out. But, why just one paper, right? Cities like, San Francisco, not too long ago, they'd have 15, 20 competing daily papers. Actually, this was 50 or 60 years ago.
Well,
so it is a long time.
But they lost the union, Sacramento
Union.
Yep. And now it's just the B.
The union went out, and there's the B. The Sacramento News and Review is still there, but, they've basically been struggling in this whole new environment. And you were mentioning, the internet, there's going to be all these more voices. And I think that's true to a certain extent, but I feel like, especially, in the wake of the last election and stuff, there's been kind of a narrowing of what's available online, and part of that has to do with censorship on both the left and the right, where, they're sort of clamping down on what can be said, and...
Facebook and all these other places.
So maybe your video doesn't end up, very high in the YouTube feed because of, you don't have this particular, you're not in the parameters that are being set. So,
do you find that dangerous, that something like this, where they start setting parameters on what they want to see because they own the product?
Well, it's concerning because they're so huge of companies, and they command almost all the information we consume. Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know if I want to say dangerous, but it's, you know, it's
very concerning.
It's concerning. It's particularly, you know, if we're going to continue to have like a free and open exchange of ideas.
Well, that's an important thing. And, you know, when we talk about free and open exchange of ideas, is that, does that still happen in the media, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you right now, especially if we're talking about televised media, right now, no. And there hasn't been. And, you know, it's
long time.
Yes. Well, you see this it's, since this election that happened. It's, I mean, there's no question that mainstream media, with the exception of Fox, have gone all in against President Trump on this Russia thing. And while I got disagreements with a lot of things Trump does, it's like, I don't, you know, this Russian thing was, it's what they're saying it happened, with the collusion, I don't believe happened. And I think that's, I said the media is ignoring all other stories except that. I mean, and they're doing a tremendous disservice to themselves. That's more concerning than what I was talking about before.
When you have the large guys, it's one thing for a news cafe and Free Fire Radio to go after, but when you get the guys that are national level and they focus so much on one part and on things that may not be true, now they've set their whole reputation up on that. Now it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They've got to prove it.
Yeah, that's the position they put themselves in. It's totally true, and it's like, you know, and that was really clear from the beginning. I mean, there's, you know, if thank God we have the internet, because you are able to, you know, get more information, and you know, I'm not saying that the Mueller investigation or anything is wrong. It's the coverage of it is, you know, it's just been sort of beyond the pale. And you know, I think you've heard critics on the right-hand side say that, you know, they can't get over the fact that they lost the election. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And, I mean, the danger for the left side in this is that they're not offering any solutions except that we're against Trump. And that's not going to
play in Peoria.
Well,
I think
in some parts of Peoria, I don't think it's playing in here. I mean, we'll have to see. It's the, you know, the first district race is pretty interesting. I mean, as far as, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, the other races here is, you know, it's like the politics really aren't too much involved. So,
okay. We're here with R.V. Scheid, Jr., that a Navy veteran, but he writes for the News Cafe, and he's been in the business a long time. It's interesting to hear that, because if you've read his articles, you'll see that Trump is not one of his favorite presidents, probably. He's probably not one of my favorite presidents either.
I voted for him.
You voted for him?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you say it out loud. That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people in your shoes,
but it doesn't mean
will
you have
not
to agree.
Say it out loud.
It doesn't.
No, I know. I mean, you know, I wrote a really horrible, gut-wrenching column about how I regret voting for him. But at the same time, you know, there's still a part of me that, you know, not everything he suggests is stupid, and that I want him to succeed, North Korea being a case
right.
in point.
Absolutely.
That and it seems right like there's some movement there, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, every day, every minute is a different story.
Okay.
And that's why we need people like you, RV, to keep covering stuff for us.
You know, because you can't come in
and bury your head
and just say, oh, everything this man does is right. On the other hand, you can't say everything this man does is wrong. There's, you know, and that's the greatest thing about our country is that we have that freedom of press and the freedom of speech. We just can't waste it like I've seen in many cases since then. The fact is that when you take sides so blatantly that people just stop listening. And that's when you start and when it becomes that obvious, then the chances of having that freedom of speech restricted becomes higher, in my opinion.
It's possible. I mean, generally, just, you know, whoever ends up in power, they're going to try to limit the opposition.
Yep.
And so, you know, during my lifetime, I have never seen it as sort of out of whack as it is now.
Yeah.
With, you know, this so one-sided coverage. And, I mean, it's like, for instance, if you watch CNN, it's like, there's all this other stuff in the world that's happening that it's like you would never guess it, because it's just Russia, Russia, Russia on there all the time. And you know, it's a very complicated situation. I mean, actually on the ground, I mean, it's, I don't know if we, it's probably too complicated to go into the whole thing, the Ukraine thing, and how, you know. One of the reasons I voted for Trump was because he said he wanted to make friends with the Russians. And I think that, you know, previous administrations, it doesn't really matter whether it's Democrat or Republic, have actually worked against that. And I think it's probably a key to, you know,
world peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, people talk about the deep state and stuff. I mean, Mr. Trump is talking about it a lot lately, but really, the deepest state of all is this one that doesn't want to have peace with Russia. The people that are behind that, like Eisenhower talked about, the military-industrial complex, and it's like they don't want to withdraw those troops from the militarized zone in Korea. That's like, you know, there's a lot of money involved in keeping up the American empire, and you know, Trump was. I mean, that basically, he was pitching that like a businessman. We can't afford to do this. And the truth is we can't. We're not taking care of our own people. And, you know, and we're sacrificing our own men and women in the military. For what? What are we getting out of it? I mean, I thought that was a really legitimate question. It was a question Hillary Clinton would never ask. And, but you see that now that Trump is in Washington, that's really the battle he's up against, not this sort of sideshow of the investigation.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with R.V. Scheid, and it is 8:32 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to 98 degrees today on Memorial Day 2018.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning on this Memorial Day. And we will never forget. And let's take a moment to remember those who have fallen on Memorial Day. And there's celebrations going on. And we'll be at the Reading Cemetery at 10. And, of course, tonight at Iowa Cemetery. There's a 5:55 get there early for the IGO Memorial Day service with keynote speakers. And let's see, the keynote speaker is Admiral
Wilford G. Jerry Ellis, Rear Admiral, U.S. Navy, retired, headed up the all the submariners and all the submarine operations for the U.S. Navy, plus a number of things. He's now an instructor out at Monterey in their program out there on military operations at sea. And he's had all types of different jobs. He'll be out there at 5:55 out at IGO. Today at 10 o'clock, we're going to head on over there right after the show at the Reading Cemetery over at McDonald Chapel over there. It will be Senior Chief Rob Burrows, retired, will be the guest speaker. And then Wednesday, of course, is the on the original Memorial Day, which was the 30th, is the going to be at the Civic Auditorium. At the Patriots Grove, or Veterans Grove, Patriots Grove there. And followed afterwards by lunch. So all three things are happening this week right here in Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with R.V. Shide. I can say junior because...
Sure,
you're junior. Right. He writes for the News Cafe. But the reason that I invited RV on is because I read what RV writes. I don't agree with all of it, and some of it I gnash my teeth. Others I'm cheering him on, and I like your humor. I like your cynicism in there. You know, sometimes you get cynical. I know it's hard to believe. And now we're talking about media, and we're talking about presentation. But really, what kind of got me? I would read you kind of in the periphery of your read, and then but this thing with Bethel. This thing just exploded. And this is Bethel Church, which is a huge, huge entity in our society here in Reading.
Sure.
Thousands of members. The amount of money that they pour into Reading via the people visiting, they've $500,000 to the police unit. Just the different things they do, the money they put in to try and get us this flight to L.A.
Right,
back. Yeah. They put part of that million
in
there.
Not to mention the millions of dollars they poured into the Civic.
And then, yeah, the Civic, which was a battle, but and there's a lot of misinformation about that, but now the Civic is when it saved the city $1 million the first year because that's how much it cost the city. But it doesn't mean that Bethel is perfect by any means. There's a lot of people, consternation about it. Your article was about something one of their leaders said.
The original article, The Truth Behind Bethel's Gay Paddock, had to do with a series of bills that are presently in front of the legislature that would further regulate what's called, conversion therapy. I'm going to forget the real fancy acronym title for it. But basically, it's this notion that you can use whatever means to convert a person that's gay into straight. And so what Bethel did was take a very public stance against those bills. And I felt in my mind that because they were telling, all of their congregants, 10,000 plus, to contact their legislature, that they'd sort of crossed the line into the secular realm. And that might not have been too much if Mr. Balaton hadn't stated his opinions about, what he thinks about gay people and whether or not they exist. And I just felt compelled to stand up and say something about this, because as you pointed out, Bethel is heavily identified with Reading. And, it really boils down to this, do you believe what Balaton says, that this is just a lifestyle that people choose? And I don't believe that. I believe that for whatever reason, some people are gay. We don't know why. There's some science conjecture on it and stuff, but I think that excluding people because of something that they're just born that way is wrong. And I don't think Reading needs to, I don't think it's good for Reading's public image to be identified with so closely with something like that. I have to say, I was completely humbled by the response to the story, which was overwhelmingly positive. I was kind of stunned.
I know with the bills that they had on there, they passed a bill already or made it a law that parents could not send their children to see a psychologist or psychiatrist,
mm-hmm,
if they were concerned about the fact that, of their being gay. Do parents have a right, if they're concerned, to have their kids seen by an expert, to at least have the expert come back and say, okay, well, this is just the way it is?
Well, when, almost 99% of the medical experts agree that conversion therapy doesn't work and that it can, in fact, be harmful. And because we're talking about, this is the medical realm, and I don't think people think that it shouldn't be regulated. And it's, the experts that have weighed in on this have, almost overwhelmingly said, no, this conversion therapy doesn't work. So do you have a right to put your kid through something that's harmful? Well, apparently in the state of California, you don't. And I agree with that law.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go back to the most viewed in A News Cafe and on this particular article, which you wrote on May 8th, Bethel Doubles Down on Conversion Therapy, 2,298 views. And it's very interesting to just read the article and to see all of the very well-written responses and interaction. I would encourage people to go to A News Cafe and just read some of your articles.
Well, the first story had like 15,000 views.
And this was his follow-up on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
but that's the thing. That's one of the greatest things about the News Cafe, and that I've actually loved since the advent of internet journalism, is the comment section. It's like, I'd love to comment and exchange ideas with my readers, whether they agree with me or disagree with me. Sometimes it gets a little nasty.
And yeah, you do. You go back and forth with the people. It's just great.
It's very fun.
Is just in the last 30 days.
What kind of pushback have you had on this article, Harvey?
Did we have any advertising? We didn't have any advertising issues this time. No one threatened to dump us. You know, that has happened in the past. And I was like, the thing that completely humbled me, because I thought I was like the only person that sort of, you know, cared about this or noticed it, is the response from our audience was just, it was so positive. And, you know, I would like to think that, you know, the majority of people in Shasta County can accept gay people for the way they are.
I would hope so.
And,
I would hope so.
And I felt like, not Bethel as a whole, but what Mr. Valentin said with his words were just quite demeaning. And I was, you know, sort of stunned that, you know, he apologized for it, but he didn't apologize. And, I mean, one of the things that was so disappointing is that, I mean, I think, I know a lot of people just sort of knee-jerk don't like Bethel. And I sort of had this image of them as, you know, sort of a fun church. And they're sort of counter to some of the sort of more hard, extreme right, religious right stuff. And then all of a sudden it's like, bing, they're just like sort of identifying themselves with this issue. I thought it was a huge mistake. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if things internally there, you know, the attitude might slowly change over time. I don't see how they can keep attracting young people if they have that attitude.
No, because we know that young people that attend Bethel that are gay.
Right.
So I wonder about this new crowd or this new, you know, the younger people that are going to be the life and breath of, well, you know, how are they going to handle this stance? I haven't asked anybody personally, but, so.
You know, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is RV Scheid, and we're talking about what had happened at Bethel during the service. Chris Valentin talked about calling your assemblymen and senators about opposing the bills on conversion therapy. I'm going to come back. I want to ask you that because, in your opinion, do churches have a right to talk about things like this? And, you know, even though that, you know, do they have a right to tell their congregation that, you guys got to get involved in things? And we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. It was really cool last night at the Colt 45 game to see North State Security out there walking around and making sure everybody was safe. A big guy was there, and he was on alert, and he's making his rounds. North State Security, not only Colt 45 games, but they're also Cool April Nights, the high school football games, power plants, Reading's airports, and now they're on the trails. That's right. They're helping the Reading Police Department. They've got their own bicycle patrols on the trails to help out the Reading Police Department. All of this is from North State Security, and if they've got a package, they've got a thing that they can do. They've got a program that if you want help and to have them at your place of business or your home in 10 minutes or less, they'll do it. Think about that. 10 minutes or less, they'll be at your home or your business. Give them a call, 243-0295. Ask them about this. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968, starting their 50th year. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff. My opponent states he has fought for more jail space, fought for more deputies on the street, and fought for public safety during his 12 years of unchallenged office. He has lost every fight. It's time for a new fighter, not a politician.
True leadership, accountability, and public safety. Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green. Pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Vote John Green for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Free Fire Radio. It's a Target Rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Memorial Day. Welcome back. Thank you, veterans, for your service. And remember that Memorial Day is to remember those who have fallen in the service of our country. And, you know, we've all, people have served, no people. I remember the Major McCain, who was killed in Fallujah right before we left. Killed in Ramadi right before we left. She turned, got into her Humvee, we were all talking, went around the corner. It was the last time we saw her. Just the explosion rocked the whole area there. I killed her and the four other people in the Humvee, or three other people in the Humvee. And this is who you remember, somebody that was a Naval Academy graduate who had gotten out, had done her time, gotten out, was a world-class triathlete. They asked her to come back in because her thing was public affairs. She volunteered for Ramadi when somebody else refused to take it from another service. So they, you know, they weren't going to do it. And Megan jumped in there, took the job. She had just dropped off a couple of media people. They were leaving to head to another place when the explosion got her. And so and you think about it, she was the last one of our unit that was killed. At that level. Last one of our that was killed before we left. We left 2 months later. So she was killed before
she was a marathon
Christmas.
Runner. And
marathon runner, triathlete. In fact, she started a triathlon right there in Camp Fallujah. So it wasn't much swimming there, of course, but you could run and bike around the walls. Okay, we're here with R.V. Scheid, who is a writer for who's been a writer as well for a long time. He's placed as a Navy veteran. I'm going to say this again. Thank you for your service there.
You're welcome.
So much appreciated.
Thank you for yours.
Well, you know what? It's after you're finished, you go, yeah, I'm glad I did that. So we're talking about a number of things. He's a writer for the News Cafe. He had 15,000 hits on an article you wrote about Bethel and some of the things that were said there. And then follow-up articles. But right now, the big thing is kids. And you wrote an article about violence, attacks in schools, active shooters. Would you care to share that a little bit on maybe some things that could be done in your opinion?
Well, the article mainly focused on in many of these mass school shooting incidents, particularly the school shooting when it's a student, the younger people, I mean, going all the way back to Columbine, there's a feature to almost every one of these events. And that is that the shooter was on some kind of psychotropic medication, generally an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. You know, the very first one of those kind of drugs was called Prozac. Everybody remembers that. And these drugs come with a warning on the box that they can cause suicidal and violent behavior. And so this isn't unknown. And one of the things you'll notice is the, you know, when the shootings get covered in the mainstream press, you know, and people start talking about mental illness, it's like, oh, you're trying to blame the mentally ill. That's not what I did in my article. I'm trying to point out specifically that these people that were giving the medication for mental illness are responding to the medication. It's not because they're mentally ill, it's the medication. And, you know, hypothetically, you could just make it so that anybody that's on that medication can't have access to a gun while they're on the medication.
Or access anybody who's in a household with somebody on the medication.
Yes, they have locked up.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure that, you know, that is a lot harder to do than I made it sound because people's civil rights are going to be involved.
Yeah, on things like that. But you know, a law in California is this, that if you don't keep your guns locked up, and it doesn't mean in a safe, it just means secured with gun locks or things, you know, we all know about that. And somebody like a child gets a hold of it, killed, that's a class one felony. And then, or if somebody else gets a hold of your gun and uses it, that should not, you know, should not have. And those are people that are felons, you know, children, but also people that have mental problems. So the family knows about it.
Right.
And it is a law that you've got to keep these guns locked up from people. And it's interesting, RV, because I know you do, you research your articles here. You don't see a lot about this. You know, when you do hear about this, these kids are on these drugs, it's almost off in the side.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants to say that these kids who have been given these drugs to, if they stop taking them, they could become violent. Or suicidal in their thoughts.
Well, I think a large part of the reason why, you know, I always get excited when I hear, you know, I'll hear like some mainstream media mention it. And then I go, oh, good, they're going to talk about the drugs. And they never do. And then they cut to the commercial drug company. It's the pharmaceutical money. They buy a lot of advertising, and that money pays off.
And that was one of the things we've talked about the cost of drugs and all of these things. Pharmaceutical companies that advertise billions of dollars, doctors are, you know, they get overrun with their patients. Oh, well, this could save me.
Yep.
And it has nothing to do with their case. So, again, you know, when they said that they could advertise.
Well, that's one thing is particular with the SSRI medications is that originally they were developed for depression.
Yeah.
And now they're for everything, you know. Eating disorder, or you said, what did you say?
ADD.
ADD. It's like,
that was the one that Ritalin. That,
well,
I think
it's funny,
it
you know, Oliver North said that in his NRA speech. It was like, I really don't know where he pulled that Ritalin out, because it's if you really do look at the history of a lot of these shooters, it's almost always an SSRI. And, at least 80% of the cases.
But there's nobody trumpeting this that says, hey, look, look at these. 80% of these cases are just involved directly with this. We need to do something about this.
I keep waiting. It's like, to me, it's like I look at the research. It looks so obvious. I mean, it could be anecdotal. I could be wrong. But it sure looks like there's a high preponderance. I mean, even if you step outside of the school shooter realm and talk to like an adult like Stephen Paddock, he was on, it's a very common,
anyway,
He wasn't on an SSRI. He was on some anti-anxiety drug that has the same black box warning.
Okay, and Paddock, if you don't, with that name, if you've forgotten, is
the Las Vegas shooter.
Okay, hey, we're here with R.V. Scheid, Jr., who's writing for the News Cafe. I recommend that you read what he writes. You may not agree with him, but he writes it in a great way. Thank you so much for being with us today. We got to run here now, and we'd love to have you back on. We've got some great things to talk about.
It's over already.
yeah, it's been an hour, so we have to bring you back.
Well, I'd love to come back. Thanks. I had a great time.
Okay. Remember, today at 10 o'clock at the cemetery, tonight at 5:55 at IGO, and Wednesday down at the Civic Auditorium. We're going to end this with Taps.
KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.